Here's a new way to stay connected to Issues Etc. Check out our page on Facebook. Network with fellow Issues Etc. junkies. Sign up to become a fan, and we'll send you updates on future topics and guests. You'll even find photos of in-studio guests, Todd drinking chelada, and highlights from our one-year anniversary open house. You'll discover that Todd, Jeff, and Craig really do have faces for radio on Facebook. Issues Etc. on Facebook. Another way to stay connected to Issues Etc. Facebook.com/issuesETC.
Some claim that the best way to protect the freedom of religion is to implement so-called anti-defamation policies that would restrict freedom of expression and the freedom of religion. I strongly disagree.
It's your time to believe. It's your time for favor. It's your time for restoration. It's your time to trust, and it's your time to stretch. I want to talk about me.
One of our pet rescuers in 22 states will come, rescue their pet once the rapture happens, and care for them as their own.
Thank you for providing theology for clerical collar, white collar, and blue collar.
Well, the president promised he would do it, and he has. He promised that he would sign hate crimes legislation into law, and the Congress gave him that opportunity yesterday. Pen was put to paper, and now we have new hate crimes legislation, perhaps a new class of victims. But what of equal protection under the law? We're going to be talking with Colleen Carroll Campbell here in the first part of this hour about new federal hate crimes legislation signed yesterday into law by President Obama. We'll also get her thoughts on what Pope Benedict has called the dictatorship of relativism. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. This is Issues Etc. coming to you live this Thursday afternoon, October the 29th. After our short conversation with Colleen Carroll Campbell, we'll have Pastor Scott Stiegelmeyer review the movie Paranormal Activity, said to be one of the scariest in a long time. We'll conclude today's show talking about Martin Luther on the forgiveness of sins. Dr. Ben Mays of Concordia Publishing House will be our guest. Our call-in number for the next hour, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, or you can Twitter questions or comments to us at IssuesETC. Colleen Carroll Campbell is a fellow for the Ethics and Public Policy Center, author of the book The New Faithful, and she writes a weekly column for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Colleen, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
Your reaction to the passage and the president's signature on the hate crimes legislation?
Well, we certainly expected this. He had promised to sign this legislation if it could get through Congress. And, of course, we know the only way it got through is it was tacked onto a military appropriations bill. So it forced lawmakers to sign on to this provision, even though it was very controversial with many of them, if they wanted to avoid the charge of not supporting the troops. So it was a little bit of a political dirty trick. It worked. The president signed it as expected, and I think it's a real blow toward the principle of the equal justice for all, which is really a bedrock principle in our legal system, and because it creates yet another class of victims, in this case, one that I think is even more difficult to define. The definition used in the bill is anyone who's attacked based on their gender, sexual orientation, or gender identity, defined as one's actual or perceived gender-related characteristics. So we've got a really nebulous area here. And what it does, I think, is also infringe, and at least could infringe, on religious freedom and freedom of speech. Because once attacks on a certain group, in this case gays and lesbians, are considered federal hate crimes, you could eventually see hate speech laws coming up, and at least the intimidation of pastors and others who speak out against the gay rights agenda.
Recently, Pope Benedict XVI opened a way for, I guess some would call them disgruntled Anglicans, to find their way back to Rome. A way for them to rejoin Rome because they have been disenfranchised by the liberal leanings of worldwide Anglicanism. How did the press react to this?
Well, I think it was unfortunately a pretty typical reaction. I mean, what the Pope did was, of course, any individual Anglican who ever wanted to convert was welcome to, but he did create this new canonical structure within the Catholic Church that allows Anglicans, when they come into the Church, to bring with them some of the riches of the Anglican liturgy and their own Anglican heritage. In a sense, it's a little bit like an Anglican rite within the Catholic Church. So this is something new. It was not entirely unexpected. The 400,000-member traditional Anglican communion had been asking for this and waiting for an answer for several years. It was portrayed as the Pope attempting to poach Anglicans who are otherwise completely happy with the Anglican communion, which we know from media reports over the past decade is not the case. There have been fierce battles within the Anglican communion over these issues. But more importantly, the Anglicans who wanted to come into the Catholic Church, or at least are attracted to the Church's positions on some of these hot-button issues, were portrayed by and large as bigots, as narrow-minded, folks who can't stand progress, and therefore they're running over to Rome to avoid it. And the Pope, in a sense, was also portrayed this way very clearly as, you know, only wanting these Anglicans to come to Rome because they're a bunch of bigots, and he wants to sort of close ranks with all of these narrow-minded Christians who can't get with the new program in terms of blessing of same-sex marriages, openly gay bishops, women bishops, etc. So, you know, this is the kind of coverage we've seen before on these issues, but it's disappointing because it, again, reduces a substantive debate about Scripture and Christian tradition on these questions to, well, if you defend traditional marriage or you don't want an openly gay bishop, the only possible reason is because you're a bigot. And, of course, we know that's not true.
Even before he was Pope, he coined a phrase, the dictatorship of relativism. What did Pope Benedict mean, and why was he warning against it?
Well, he was speaking, when he gave that phrase, he was talking the day before he was elected as Pope, and he spoke about the way that today when you hold to a creed of the Church, you tend to be dismissed as a fundamentalist. This is one thing he said, and he went on to describe this dictatorship as one that does not recognize anything as definitive, and the ultimate goal is solely one's own ego and desires. Those were his words. Basically, it's a little bit like the tolerance police, which we've seen again in coverage of this battle within the Anglican Communion, and that is that the only and the highest value is always tolerance and openness, but anyone who proclaims, makes a truth claim, and it attempts to defend an absolute truth, is dismissed as a bigot. And so we don't have interesting, again, substantive arguments on 2,000 years of Christian tradition on these questions. We have name-calling of, you know, you're a sexist, you're a homophobe, that sort of thing, instead of really engaging in the substance of the question of whether or not it's appropriate to ordain openly gay bishops, for instance, or to bless same-sex marriages. So this is the dictatorship that I think the Pope was referring to, and we saw it in the media coverage of his decision. We saw that sense of everyone kind of lining up in lockstep and condemning those who won't get with the new program of basically changing and ignoring 2,000 years of Christian tradition on some of these questions.
Folks, you can read Colleen Carroll Campbell's columns under the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. Click On Demand. Colleen Carroll Campbell is a fellow for the Ethics and Public Policy Center, author of the book The New Faithful, and she writes a weekly column for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Colleen, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Todd.